Which brings me on to the fourth pillar or gift of the Theravada Buddhist community, which is experiment. Because the world is changing and the movement is meeting new people and new cultures, and the movement has to change in some ways to meet them. And this is true in all of Buddhist history. Buddhism has always adapted its forms when it's come into contact with a new culture. And this movement will also have to adapt. We will have to adapt. But we'll have to adapt in the spirit of what has gone before, not change for change's sake or because we're a bit bored, or because we've forgotten that we benefited from those things in the past. So we'll have to really understand the Dharma in order to apply it to new situations. And I think actually the Triratna Buddhist order is especially free to do this. It's especially free to understand what the Dharma really is in order to apply it to new situations. Because we're not constrained firstly by the Vinaya. We're not constrained by the monk-lay split. And we go back to the centrality of going for refuge. And the centrality of going for refuge means that we can live a wholehearted Buddhist life without having to live a monastic life, without having to just be sort of chained by these slightly contradictory ancient rules. Actually, we can go back to commitment. We can go back to the three jewels and what the three jewels really mean. We can bring all the Buddhist teachings back to the Buddha and to the central Buddhist core teachings such as Pratichasamutpada. And we're not tied to a particular cultural expression of Buddhism. And that's what Bhante's done for us. He's enabled us to go back to what the three jewels really are, what they really represent, so that we can apply it to new situations.